Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Wednesday, or the day after, well, the latest Republican election disaster. That's right, Republicans fumbled, bumbled, and underperformed in the 2023 elections. All the talk about Virginia maybe turning the legislature fully red, gone. Democrats look like they won both chambers of the Senate, so Republicans went backward under Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. In Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, highly touted, endorsed by Donald Trump, he lost big time to the Democrat incumbent, Andy Beshear. There were a few bright spots. Mississippi, Republicans voted exactly the way they intended. Remember, a month ago, there was a Republican win in Louisiana, so that was a big one. Jeff Landry won the jungle primary, so he didn't even have to run last night, so that was a win. And in some of the local races in New York, where both early voting and sophisticated abortion messaging occurred, Republicans won. They went big. Lee Zeldin really becoming the architect of a new type of Republican campaign in the state of New York, the Empire State, which is, you know, deep blue, but Republicans have been scoring some wins and overperforming there. But I think there's a very large sentiment bubbling up inside the conservative movement today. You won't see it reported in the mainstream media, but the calls, the pressure, the plans to remove Ronna McDaniel as RNC chairwoman, the woman who's lost or underperformed in every race since 2018, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, with the exception of Virginia. I think the calls are getting bigger. And the real question will be, will Donald Trump use his favorite line from his TV show and say, you're fired or you got to move out? Does he do a George Steinbrenner and fire Billy Martin? For those of you who remember the tumultuous days of New York Yankees baseball, we don't know yet, but we do know that the pressure is building. The soda bottle's being shook. The cap's going to come blowing off soon, and there's going to have to be something that goes on, some form of accountability, some form of change, because Republicans, even when all the polling signs are great, Joe Biden's approval numbers are in the toilet. The economy's in bad shape. People don't feel the country's heading in the right direction. Democrats win in spite of that. And I think that's what has so many people concerned. And there has to be some heads that roll. My guess is they will roll sometime in the next few days at the Republican National Committee. If they don't, status quo means, well, another bad election season next year, I think. I think that's one of the things that I've heard from a lot of people today. A lot of people today. And so that is a thing that's on a lot of people's mind. Now, we've got a great show planned for you. Just a few minutes ago, James Comer subpoenaed Hunter Biden, James Biden, and a whole bunch of Biden family associates. Either subpoenas or demands for interviews. Hunter Biden and James Biden, they got subpoenas. The time for cordiality is gone. We had an amazing interview and conversation last night, Amanda Head and I did, with James Comer. And guess what? He's coming on the show today. You're going to hear that. And you're going to hear why he is doing the subpoenas. More importantly, his end game is to interview Joe Biden by compulsory subpoena. You're going to hear that. He also plans anyone who resists from this point forward, we're not playing nice. It's time for contempt. That's what he says. You're going to get all of that. But first, we're going to kick off the show with Andrew Klein. The House is rushing to get its appropriations bills done before the November 17th funding deadline runs out. Andrew Klein's on the Appropriations Committee. He's at ground zero for that. He's a congressman from Georgia on the Appropriations Committee. He's going to join us first and walk us through what happens in the next few days. We're going to lean into the next week of historic negotiations and budget review, budget passing. And all of this comes as the deficit, we're told, may one day reach 50 trillion. I'm not making this up. You know how we know this? It's been projected in several reports. That's really, we're already above $33 trillion. And the most important thing to note is that the Bank of America, kind of a leftist organization, really woke, one of the woke banks, it already says we can see the track line. It's $50 trillion by 2033. Well, that's what makes the work that Andrew Clyde is doing in Appropriations Committee all the more important. That's a desperate number. That's a number that crushes Americans. It works out to something like $5.2 billion of debt every day for a year or $218 million every hour. Huh. Put that into your calculator. It's depressing. The time for shrinking government and deficits and debts is upon us. The debt man cometh. All right. Well, that's going to be our show today. Not a bad show. Andrew Clyde, James Comer, back to back on this Wednesday edition of John Solomon Reports. And we're so grateful. Now, before we go to break, you know that I have been working on my health. Sometimes people say, oh, you're working on your girly figure. Well, I am trying to lose some weight. And you know some of the things that I've worked. Exercise is a big part of it. Some dieting's involved in it. The Field of Greens product that I talk about often, that's a big part of it. But there's something else that I've worked into the repertoire that is so important. A quick, easy to make, healthy meal that is good enough to pass the muster for a professional dietitian. It has all the nutritional quality you need. Tastes great because it might as well have been prepared and has been prepared by a 3-star chef. But I want you to think about this for a second. We have a great partnership with Factor, which is a company that makes incredible, never frozen, fresh meals that you can cook in your microwave in 2 minutes. I said that right, 2 minutes. I don't got 10 minutes sometimes to make a lunch or a dinner when I'm running and doing shows and radio shows and TV hits and Hannity and scoops on the Biden family. 2 minutes I do have time for. And what I get now is I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't have to chop up stuff and make something fresh. I can get a fresh, never frozen meal, good enough for a dietitian, ready in 2 minutes. All they got to do is go to my friends at Factor. How do you do that? You go to factormeals.com, Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, meals.com/justnews50. Now that word, justnews50, is an indicator of the benefit you're about to get. You're going to get 50% off your first order at Factor. 50% off. You don't get 50% off anything in the Biden economy, but you will today if you go to factormeals.com/justnews50. Go use that justnews50 promo code, that URL and that promo code, justnews50. You're getting 50% off your order. That is a deal. It is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Comes right to you. You can help fuel your fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-meat meals. I love them. They're delicious. They're quick. They meet all of the check marks for my diet and my health drive to become a healthier journalist, a healthier American, a healthier me, really. And I've been doing it with a good deal of help from the Factor Meals folks. So go to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the promo code justnews50 at checkout to get 50% off. One more time, factormeals.com/justnews50 and then use the promo code justnews50 at checkout. Half off your order. That's a deal. You know what? You'll suddenly be taking half off that excess weight because this meal is a good part of that healthy living that I've been trying to facilitate in 2023. All right, when we come back, Congressman Andrew Clyde, followed by the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, back to back right after this. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully, you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We're getting into a moment now where I think you're really going to see what the Mike Johnson era of Congress is going to deliver. It delivered big last night with the censure of Rashida Tlaib, getting 22 Democrats plus the Republicans to stand against anti-Semitism and hatred inside the walls of Congress. You're beginning to see these appropriations bills move. Yeah, there's going to be stops and starts, but the idea is we're going to get things voted on the merits, by themselves, not in giant soup bowls where nobody knows what they're voting for. Our next guest is on the forefront of that revolution. And it really is a revolution. I've been covering Congress for 30 years. They've been doing it the same way. And that's why the deficit's at $34 trillion. And the CBO said today it could reach $50 trillion in the next decade. Our next guest sits on the House Appropriations Committee. He served in the Navy. He's a small business owner. Most importantly, he's one of the members that bring a great deal of common sense to the daily governance of Congress. He is Congressman Andrew Clyde from the great state of Georgia. Congressman, great to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you, John. Great to be with you again.
I'm really enjoying what I'm watching with appropriations and the budget process. It was bumpy for the first part of the year, but with the Mike Johnson era starting, all the things that you have put front and center as your values, as your common sense way of running government like a business, like you did with your small business, they're starting to fall into place with these appropriations bills, with breaking out Ukraine, Israel, and the border for different votes because they're very different issues. Is this a moment where in a few months, Americans will look back and say, wow, we actually changed the budgeting process?
Oh, I think you'll see it's going to be a moment where we're not just changing the budgeting process, but we're changing the entire trajectory of Congress. The American people are excited about the speakership of Mike Johnson. We in Congress, the Republican Conference, are incredibly excited about his leadership. I'm looking forward to really good things. We started off on the right foot. We did something that Washington never expected, and that was actually paying for something. You know, paying for Israel aid. Imagine that. Taking $14.3 billion out of an advanced appropriation to the IRS, all right, and diverting that money over to pay for what we are sending to Israel to help them fight the terrorist organization Hamas. I mean, Washington like lost their mind on that, but it was a great first step. We're going to continue with that. I believe things should be paid for as we spend it, and not borrow and borrow and borrow. That only puts us farther deeper into debt. So it's a great start, and we're going to continue on that path.
Yeah, and it's the way you run your small business. It's the way most Americans run their family budget. It's just not the way Congress has done it. It really is revolutionary, even though it sounds, you know, like what common sense you and I would want to do for our own businesses. It is a moment, and I think that it just feels different in Congress the last 2 weeks than it has felt really for the last 20, 25 years. Really, it feels more like the moment when Newt Gingrich in the mid-1990s than any time since it, and I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. What are the telltale signs? Obviously, there's not enough time to get the appropriations bills done by the November 17th deadline. Any concern about getting a temporary CR so that this gets done right for this year?
Well, I think the House will actually get its appropriations done, but there's not going to be enough time for the conferencing with the Senate and for the to get it to the president. That's kind of really the issue here. Well, if we do a CR that goes forward, you know, it needs to be something different. It cannot be a clean CR. I think that's completely out of the question. And I don't think our speaker is looking to do that. I think he's looking to do things like, the $16 billion that we had for disaster relief that was on the first CR was not paid for. You know, we could move money again out of the IRS or out of another advanced appropriation, and we could pay for that. All right. That would literally save $16 billion. We could do other things like capping the Green New Deal tax credits, which, you know, have all sorts of estimates from $300 billion to $600 billion up to $2 trillion. If we could cap it and say it can be no higher than this, then we would absolutely save money there, and that would not be a clean CR. You know, having a CR simply advances those spending levels and policies that I don't agree with, that no conservative agrees with, you know, those of Nancy Pelosi. We could cap the CR to basically what was agreed to in the Financial Responsibility Act, which is lower than FY23 levels. So, I mean, there's many things that we can do. And Speaker Johnson, you know, if it's one thing about our new speaker, we trust him. We trust him. And that's a really big deal up here in D.C. And we're going to give him a little leeway, you know, some latitude to do some things, and we're going to back his plays. He is the most conservative speaker that the House has had in my lifetime or yours, John.
No, it's true.
He needs our support to do what needs to be done, because he starts where we start, and that's the conservative mindset. And that's why we need to support what he's doing, because that will be always his worldview. In fact, I love when the mainstream media asked him, well, where do you get your worldview? And he goes, see that Bible over there? Start reading. You'll figure out what my worldview is.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I've met a lot of Republicans who are like, oh, wait, we can't play that card. We can't play that card. That's the most authentic. If that's really who you are, authenticity really sells with Americans. Even if Americans who disagree with you, they appreciate that you're upfront about who you are. And I think that's what's so refreshing about the first few weeks of Mike Johnson. He hasn't tried to pretend to be anything but who he is. And he's velvet on the outside and I think forged steel on the inside. And Democrats haven't dealt with someone like that in a long time. They're going to have a hard time navigating the next few weeks, I suspect, just watching the dynamic of what we're seeing now. As you, all right, so we get through a CR. And now you feel pretty good that we'll get the 12, at least the House will get the 12 appropriations bills done by the 17th, right?
I'm pretty confident that we'll get our House appropriations bills done. You know, we've got two this week and we've got two more next week. And after that, we're done.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, and whether they actually pass or not, we can still conference a bill that has come out of committee. It may not have passed on the floor.
That's right.
Okay, but we can still conference that. So it's still a bill that's a live bill. And it's not dead.
And what happened last night with the transportation bill? I think a lot of people are wondering, will that happen? Tell us the dynamic, because I know it's funny when you get into appropriations, that there's so many forces that people don't see, those little hands that come out of a window and a door and grab something for a second. Could you walk us through what happened to transportation last night?
Well, I think we realized at the time, okay, that we needed a little more time in order to work out some kinks in the bill to get the most amount of Republicans, basically to get 218 Republicans on that bill itself. And, you know, I can't go through the specifics of it, and we don't have the time for that, but we just needed a little more time to work those things out. And I appreciate that Speaker Johnson realized that and said, hey, all right, we're going to, you know, delay this just a few hours, a day or two, but we'll get back to it. I mean, it's going to come up for a vote. So.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, and I think that's what people sometimes panic, but actually it's just the part of the process of getting consensus so that Republicans are all standing alongside each other in one line. And I think that makes a big difference. You and I have talked in the past, and you are one of the voices of great fiscal sanity and security sanity in the Congress. We talked previously about the danger of sending money to Afghanistan. Yeah, we're trying to help the women and children there, but we knew the Taliban would get it. And sure as heck, a couple months after our last interview, the SIGR, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, confirmed that the Taliban set up fake charities and our State Department, USAID, just routed the money to fake charities without vetting them. And the Taliban stole money that was supposed to help women and children. There is a significant warning that was issued this week in line of the things that you and your colleagues have been talking about. The USAID Inspector General said, listen, if we send money to Gaza, it's almost certainly going to get sucked up by Hamas until Hamas is out of power. How important is it for Congress to make sure that whatever is done in Gaza and Israel doesn't fall into the hands of Hamas? And do you think you can pull something off that will help the American people feel confident in itself?
Well, I think the way that we help the American people feel confident that aid, our money is not going to fund Hamas, is we don't send it. We simply don't send it because there is no way, once the money gets there, there is no way to prevent it, to prevent Hamas from hijacking it and using it for their purposes. Same thing happened in Afghanistan. We should not be sending one solitary dime in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. Not anymore. We know exactly what happens. You know, through all sorts of means and measures, the Taliban puts their hooks into it and pulls it in to fund the terrorist organization of the Taliban. That's exactly what is going to happen in Gaza with Hamas. That has happened. We've seen it in Afghanistan. We have to stop sending money for aid, for humanitarian aid. And I would simply never do that again. I would not, you know, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction was very, very clear in what he said, and it's just, it's once the money gets there, it's impossible to control. So the best thing is don't send it.
Yeah, that's it. It's such a common sense saying. It is, and that's exactly what he was saying. If you don't have the controls, don't take the risk. I want to step back to last night. I think a lot of my colleagues in the mainstream media were kind of shocked that, hey, wait, they put the Tlaib vote up for censure a second time. And not only did the Republicans support it, 22 Democrats crossed over. Such an important moment of repudiation and accountability for someone that's supposed to be inside a chamber where hate and violence and embracing bad people really shouldn't be part of the American ethos. How important was last night's vote? And what was the dynamic change that got consensus around getting that to pass?
Well, I think, you know, I want to commend Rich McCormick, first off, for bringing that that resolution to the floor, you know, to censure Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib, because what she said and her comments and the fact that she will not back down from, you know, her words from the river to the sea, you know, trying to say that that doesn't mean the eradication of Israel is so false. And then her doubling down on the myth that Israel was responsible for, you know, the attack on the hospital, which was actually a Hamas rocket that hit the parking lot of the hospital, not the hospital itself, okay? You know, is so disingenuous when she just lies like that. And the damage of that kind of information that goes forth from a member of Congress is significant. We have standards in Congress, you know, that you need to abide by or you will be disciplined. And this is one of the methods of discipline. 22 Democrats joined us. The final vote was 234 to 188. And one of the main differences, I think, with Rich McCormick's resolution was that it didn't require her to stand in the well because she wanted that moment of martyr, you know, of becoming the martyr in the well and having it, you know, the resolution condemn her as what you saw. The Democrats tried to encircle her and you know, sing or pray, whatever they were doing down there. But we didn't give them that opportunity because what she did was wrong, and she needs to be censored and not uplifted in Congress for that. And we did that last night. I was very, very proud. You know, Rashida Tlaib is anti-Semitic. She's a racist. She's a bigot. And she needs to be called out and censured for her destructive words. And that's what we did.
Yeah, it was a really dramatic moment. It was really something to see watching the roll call and watching that play out. I'd like to turn for a second to abortion. You are unabashedly pro-life. You embrace what Senator Tuberville is doing in the Senate. A lot of people look at last night's votes and they say, well, Virginia abortion seemed to really scuttle the Republicans' hopes for the legislature. Hey, wait, Red Ohio passed an amendment protecting abortion in the Constitution. Is something going on with the Republican Party? And I just want to get your assessment because I think you have a clarity and an authenticity on this issue that some other Republicans lose because they're kind of moving around on the issue. What needs to be done so that Republicans can win elections and still have a pro-life agenda?
Well, you know, number one, we need to get back to our foundational documents. And, you know, the Declaration of Independence says, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, life is the very first thing mentioned as one of our inalienable rights. And life means life, at, you know, at conception, life begins. So we have to protect that. We cannot back down from this, regardless of what happens outside, you know, whether it's a you know, a bill, an amendment in Ohio or you know, what has happened in Virginia. We have to stand strong for the value of life, because life is given by God. It is precious. It has to be protected, especially the innocent life of the unborn. And that is something we will never back down from, regardless of what the polls say, regardless of, you know, of what happens. We have to stand for that, John. It just, you know, that's a basic thing.
Yeah. And listen, there's so much room for education. I don't think a lot of centrists or even some liberals understand how far the Democratic Party is out there. I mean, there is a true push for abortion on demand to the ninth month. And I think Republicans can do a better job of pinning down that extremism, because that's not very popular at all. Even with people who are pro-choice, they don't like it past 15 weeks, 20 weeks. So is there an opportunity to redefine the Democrats as the extremists rather than have them always calling the Republicans extremists on this?
Oh, I think there absolutely is. In fact, in some states like New York, they even go beyond that, and you can, quote, abort after birth. And that's insane. That's called murder. That is simply, you know, people need to be educated that that is unacceptable, that we have to defend life. You know, if those folks that believe that, if their mother had made a different choice, you know, they wouldn't be here to believe it. So it's just such a fundamental issue that we have to protect. That I don't see, it comes down to selfishness. It comes down to, you know, I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want to, you know, respect what God has given us. And it's a big issue, but we've got to stand strong on it. I'm so thankful for the president and his justices, Supreme Court justices that he put in place that allow Roe v. Wade to be taken down. And we cannot allow that that win to be tarnished.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you talked about Born Alive. Minnesota had a law for a couple of years. They've gotten rid of it now because it's too uncomfortable for the Democratic majority. But there were 11 babies who survived abortions in Minnesota. Most of them did not get any life-saving measures after the birth, and so they passed away. Those are just in the statistics of this report that was put out, by the way, by a Democratic administration in Minnesota. So it is a very real, very real dynamic that doesn't get talked about enough. It's pretty remarkable. I want to finish up with one of my favorite topics. I often try to stay in touch with what's going on in the world through Twitter, because it's just a great way to understand what smart people are thinking. And you had one of my favorite tweets of the week, because I think you did something that very few Republicans have managed to do, which is to put the context of the culture that allowed Joe Biden to get enriched, right? His family trade off the name, trade off a policy, try to shake down foreigners for money with the culture. It's the same culture that gives us $34 trillion in spending and craziness and wasteful spending. And, you know, now we're apparently on the march towards $50 trillion, according to the new reports out today. You tied them together in what I thought was a brilliant post. And it just said something very simple. 10% for the big guy, all right? That's a Tony Bobulinski email. 17.7 price hike for the American people. That's Bidenomics. The culture that allows the Bidens to cash in on the corruption and make American people hold the bag of excess spending. They're really tied together, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. We simply defined Bidenomics the way it really should be defined for the American people. You know, 17.7% price hikes for Americans and 10% for the big guy. And Jamie Comer has been phenomenal, chairman of oversight, in really bringing that 10% into perspective. You know, the $40,000 check, quote, the loan repayment that really wasn't a loan repayment from the $400,000 that Hunter got. Well, there you have 10% for the big guy, you know. And more is coming, John. More is coming, I know, from Jamie. And I'll also tell you that the Republican conference under the leadership of Speaker Johnson has more for the American people that is coming here in the next few weeks that you are absolutely going to be thrilled about when you hear about it.
I think people are excited. Last night, Chairman Comer was on the TV show with us and said, hey, two things you're going to count on. Subpoenas tomorrow. Anyone who doesn't comply will be found in contempt. We will fight them all the way through the contempt process. And oh, the last guy that's going to be forced to be compelled to testify, I guarantee you, he said, will be Joe Biden. He is going to make Joe Biden answer questions. That was a pretty dramatic moment. First time he went that far. Pretty exciting stuff. I think that's what Americans are clamoring for, real accountability. And they're seeing it in this Congress now. Congressman, it is an honor to have you on. It's always fun watching you in work. You say what you mean and you mean what you say, and your actions really convey that. And I think over the next few weeks, you're going to be at the helm of one of the most important operations in recent political history, getting that budget cut down and putting us on a path toward sustainability. Great honor to have you on today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate those words, kind words. And you watch what we do in the CJS amendment with the Department of Justice.
I can't wait. I think that's a big hint.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care now. Folks, don't go anywhere. In just a few seconds, James Comer, Chairman of the House Oversight. The big news on the subpoenas, you're going to get it firsthand from him right after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're very lucky to be joined by right now by the man who's leading the Uber investigation of Hunter Biden, the impeachment inquiry, President Biden, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer. Mr. Chairman, good to have you on the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to start with the breaking news. So many times we were given one story by the Democratic establishment, by the media. And then when you dig into the facts, you find out it's not true. It appears that the David Weiss special attorney story was true by the whistleblowers, not true in the way that the Justice Department told us. Your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not surprised. There have been so many lies by President Biden, by his administration, by the deep state actors who were supposed to be the ones to prevent this type of mega influence peddling operation by our leaders at the highest level. But what we learned today was what you and I already knew, John, that the whistleblowers continue to be spot on in everything they said. And, you know, it's just hard to imagine that we're getting, you know, to the point now where we have overwhelming evidence of the massive amount of crimes. Just by what David Weiss said today, he wanted to expand his investigation into several states. How many people have said this? The IRS wanted to expand it. The DOJ wanted to expand it. The FBI continues to unveil that there are more and more informants out there that said they picked up that the Bidens were taking bribes. I mean, this is a massive story. So not only do you have a massive crime by the Biden family, you also have a massive cover-up. And, you know, I think the deposition today was valuable information as we move forward.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely. And, sir, speaking of valuable information, I know that you have sought such information from the White House regarding nearly $250,000 ostensible loan repayments between James Biden and Joe Biden. And White House Special Counsel Richard Sauber just doesn't seem to want to give you any information, claiming that you already have the proof that these were loan repayments. Now, I have to say, if I loaned someone in my family $250,000, I would want more than a handshake guarantee. So there's got to be some document floating somewhere. But he said you already have it. I can't imagine that you would waste time on redundancy. But what do you think he's talking about?
You know, we're like the whistleblowers. Everything that we've disclosed to the public has been true. And all the objections from the Bidens, from their legal team, from the White House press secretary, they've been lies. And it shouldn't be hard to produce documentation that you have a loan. I have two loans. They're on my financial disclosure form. I could call my two bankers and produce those in 5 minutes or less. You also, if you loan someone money, in addition to having documentation, you kind of need to have a return check or something to prove that you actually loaned the money. That's where the Bidens are having a hard time. You know, they could make up some type of documentation. But, you know, at the end of the day, whether or not they produce some document that they probably made up doesn't matter. The important part is that Jim Biden used influence peddling to pay Joe Biden $240,000, whether that was a bribe, whether that was a kickback, whether that was a loan repayment, as they claim. That was a fact that he had to use the influence peddling scheme to pay Joe Biden. So Joe Biden's $240,000 better off because of his family's influence peddling scheme. That is a fact. And we do not have any evidence, like the White House is saying, that would prove that that was a loan.
Yeah, that's the important part. So, sir, I want to ask a little bit about next steps. I think over the weekend you mentioned there could be up to a dozen subpoenas. I want to see if I can drill into that just a little bit. Is Joe Biden going to get a subpoena this week? Is Hunter Biden going to get a subpoena this week?
You know, we're going to start with the family. We have to ask the family specific questions. And then in the end, the very last person we'll interview will obviously be the president of the United States. So we're obviously going to start with the family members. All the people that we know have received these wires through these shell companies and now payments that we believe they've conceived as loans from different bad actors around the world. We're going to ask them specific questions now that we have the bank documents. You know, what did you do to receive this wire? What exactly is this company? Well, what is this company? What is this company? Why do you wire money from this company to that company to this company that you all own and you have the same bank? You know, that's what we call it, banking money laundering. That's what the banks notified the Treasury that you were doing was money laundering. Were you, in fact, laundering money? And then, of course, what role did Joe play in all of this? Those are the questions that we'll be asking the family members and certain associates that were also involved in some of these shell companies and some of these mysterious transactions from the foreign nationals.
And so I just want to follow up. If Amanda would just give me this. You do intend to interview Joe Biden. You expect him to answer questions when this is all done.
Well, when it's all done, yeah, we're still a ways from talking to Joe Biden. We're still a long way from talking to Joe Biden, but we're ready to talk to the family members now.
Great. Okay, thank you.
So I want to ask you about hypothetical next steps after the next steps, because we saw a number of people in Trump's orbit when Democrats control Congress be subpoenaed to come testify on Capitol Hill. And when they refused, there were pretty swift charges of obstruction of justice, contempt of Congress. If there are folks who you subpoena who defy those subpoenas, what will you do?
I'm going to go to Mike Johnson's office and knock on the door and demand that we try to hold these people in contempt of Congress. We've proven that there are a lot of questions that they need to answer. We've proven that this is a national security crisis. We've proven that the White House has lied time and time again about their knowledge and involvement in this shady influence peddling scheme. Now we've proven that Joe Biden benefited to the tune of $250,000. These are very serious charges. This is a very credible, very serious investigation of criminal wrongdoing, of public corruption, and we expect people to come to Congress. And if they don't, then I think they should be held in contempt. And I believe that a majority of the Republican Congress would agree with me on that.
Yeah, that's important. Sir, I want to ask a little bit. You've done an incredible job of showing how James Biden's influence peddling or influence work got money to the president to at least, at the very least, repay him for a loan, maybe something different. There's been lots of suggestions that Hunter Biden was paying his dad's bills. Is that one of the objects of your investigation to find out how much Hunter Biden might have helped his father financially over the years?
Absolutely. You look at the laptop, and there are several references to bills that were paid by Hunter Biden. We know that Hunter Biden complained to Hunter Biden's daughter that he had to give half his salary to his dad. We know that Hunter Biden, in the shakedown of the Chinese national, that his dad was sitting beside him. And we now know, because of our investigation, that that money came days later. And eventually Joe Biden got $40,000 from that WhatsApp message where Hunter demanded payment. So we have a lot of questions. And obviously, looking at the bank records, there are lots of transactions that, that we've highlighted that we have a lot of questions for the Bidens about. So, yes, absolutely. This has always been the Joe Biden investigation. I know the media has labeled it the Hunter Biden investigation. Look, Jim Biden's just as guilty of as many crimes as Hunter Biden. This is the Joe Biden investigation. And now that we have a direct link where Joe Biden benefited financially from this shady influence peddling scheme, then obviously all roads lead to Joe. And that's what all the questions are going to be pointed towards when we start bringing these family members and associates in.
So important.
Yeah. I think John deemed Joe Biden the king of emails. I mean, compared to Hillary Clinton's 33,000, that's child's play compared to what we are uncovering with him. I wanted to ask you very quickly, though, about the political ramifications, because I've heard conversations the last 6 months or so as a result of your investigations, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, as well as my wonderful co-host, John Solomon, all this information coming forward about Joe Biden. And it feels like even Democrats think you're flying a little too close to the sun, and they might want to just drop someone in at the last minute. Do you anticipate that reaching a fever pitch in the next year?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always felt like this was going to be very hard for Joe Biden to explain all the money that his family took in. You know, the media now is turning a blind eye. We need more John Solomon and Amanda Heads in the media world. But what we've had is the American people are getting their information from alternative sources. There are so many news channels now. There are so many podcasts now. And the American people can see. They see right through this. You know, if you have a loan, produce the document. If you have a show, if you have all these companies, then explain what they do. Why did your family get millions of dollars? Why did your grandchild get money while she was in college from a foreign national? Why did you lie about this in the presidential debate? I mean, these are questions that are not going to go away for the Biden. Then you throw in the fact that his policies have been failures, his domestic policy. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act, all it did was significantly increase inflation. And his foreign policy leadership has put us in a position where we could have three wars in three different parts of the globe now because failed, weak leadership. So I have never believed that Joe Biden would be on the ballot next year. And I think the Democrats are beyond full panic mode now. But I think that the biggest short-term problem they have is the obvious corruption that our committees unveiled among his family and their influence peddling schemes.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, one more time, if you want to get healthy, you want to have a great meal that only takes 2 minutes to prepare, and it comes chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, 2 minutes, that's all it takes, go to my good friends at factormeals.com/ JustNews50 and use the promo code JustNews50 to get half off your first order on these incredible Factor meals. Fresh made, they're not frozen, they're good, they're healthy, they're delicious, dietitian approved. You're going to start shedding weight and feeling better, and you're not going to have to spend as much time preparing for that quick lunch, breakfast, or dinner. Go to factormeals.com right now. All right, folks, that wraps it up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, God bless you, and God bless this extraordinary country of the United States. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.